This year, I've been given the opportunity to live in the Equity and Engagement Community, which is a program house that is classified as a part of South Campus. And this program house has 37 residents, with two of them being resident advisors. But I was very disappointed when I was getting my dining plan for this committee because I found out we were not part of the College Town Meal Plan, or commonly referred to as the South Campus Meal Plan. Instead, we're kind of grouped in with a lot of other program houses, and every other program house aside from the Veterans House is located on North Campus. And so they're treated as upperclassmen on North Campus. So I have to do, let me see what it's called, the Bare Traditional Meal Plan, I think, which costs the exact same as the College Town Meal Plan. But despite me being located closer to College Town than North Campus, I'm not given access to the College Town Meal Plan. What I'd probably prefer for this resolution, rather than jumping straight to the third reading calendar, I'd love for this to be moved to the Dining Services Committee. Wait, am I good? Wait, okay. The dining, so I would love for this to be moved to the Dining Services Committee. I did try to contact someone in dining about this, but I didn't receive a response, so I think this would give us a better avenue to discuss this.
Representative Galperin.
So first of all, your contacting dining can be me. That goes for anyone here. I like this resolution. I'm sorry to hear you can't get that meal plan. There's no good reason for that. I move to refer this to the Dining Services Committee.
Is there a second for that referral to the Dining Services Committee? Okay, there's a second. I'll say by Representative Hahn. For the minutes, I have to say who seconded. I have fallen out of that habit. Is there any dissent to that motion to refer? Okay, we'll now move to Resolution 7, establishing the Student Employment Policy Committee.
Sponsors want to come up, feel free. We can all have a seat at the table, just like student workers should. All right, so hey everyone. Basically, this resolution is creating a standing committee out of the kind of student worker committees that existed in the past. We've previously done ad hoc committees surrounding student employment. So I kind of wanted to make this a little bit more formalized and get it as something that will just kind of roll over throughout the years. Student workers are what make this campus run. I believe that they need a voice. Previous iterations of this committee have focused mainly on raising the minimum wage of student workers. However, I'm hoping for this to be a little bit more all-encompassing by kind of, you know, dealing with the terms and conditions of employment. I'd like to see a reform to the grievance procedure. I'd like to have greater worker voice in the decisions being made in the workplace. And, you know, we can look into the austerity cuts being made to student employment. But yeah, I'm happy to work with all of you if this committee gets passed to, you know, implement whatever reforms you guys have in mind for student workers, as well as any reforms to this resolution that you may have. So.
Just going to start by reiterating everything he said, and this is all inclusive, all student workers, you know, dining, research, whatever niche it is. If you're a student worker, this resolution is for you. And again, just for a little more context, we had established ad hoc committees in the past. I was proud to co-sponsor establishment of the ad hoc committee last year. We will talk about wages, but there's also many more areas in which we'll be able to make more movement. Again, the idea is to get things done. And so assuming we pass this, anyone who is a student worker or who cares about student workers, I encourage you to join.
Will we open for a debate?
Oh, just one thing. I feel like this is also really changing this from an ad hoc committee to a standing committee. I feel is really important, just symbolically too. You know, we want to show that we care just as much as or care just as much about our student workers as all these other issues. So I think that's also an important thing to consider.
I move to close debate.
I'm gonna have someone at the table do that instead of
withdraw. Okay.
Vice President Young.
I think this is a great idea, and I'll just go ahead and motion to close debate.
No dissent. Seeing none, debate is closed. This resolution moves to the second, the third reading calendar. We'll now move to resolution 4, approving special projects funding request for Black Students United. Due to a caveat in Robert's Rules of Order, wherein if the chair has an excess of information on a given resolution, they are inherently too biased to chair, I am ceding the chair to to Vice President Wagsback.
Hey everybody, so just to review where we left everything last week. Black Students United was last week requesting $4,500 from the Special Projects Fund, but I'm going to make an amendment in just a second. We're going to take that down to $4,000. And they're seeking to go to the Congressional Black Caucus Foundation's annual legislative conference of September 24th through 28th, which addresses issues of public policy, education, economic equity, and social justice, all things that I strongly believe are in line with what this assembly believes. And we will also be engaging in national conversations directly impacting Black communities. But this is going to be going beyond the 8 members attending this organization or attending this event, because they'll also be able to share this with their G body of Black Students United, as well as many of the students going on this trip are leaders in organizations like our own organization. So they will be able to help spread that as well. And I did talk with Eva specifically on this 4,000. I did sense a lot of concern last meeting that this was a chunk of our special projects fund, but me and Eva talked about it, and really the lowest we could get it is $4,000. I hope you can see that we are really trying to work with this assembly, but I do believe this assembly has a responsibility, especially given the national environment, to do what we can to help identity-based organizations, especially when they're under attack. Thank you. I'm going to pass it off to Eva.
Hello again. Thank you for that. And I guess I'll just echo again, because I don't think that it was stressed enough, but the Congressional Black Caucus has just been a very pioneering entity in the field of policy, research, all that for the Black community since 1971. Black Students United, as you may know, was established formally in 1979. So our timelines overlap. So do our missions and goals. And we do believe that while it is a very small delegation, as was pointed out last week, of members we want to send, that if we see that the benefit from this trip is worth all of the money, that we will in the future work this into our budget and hopefully won't have to apply for additional funding. And I know that last week there were a lot of like things that were just thrown out that might not have been as accurate or a lot of confusion. So if anyone has any questions specifically about like what Black Students United is, what we do, what type of organization we are, our funding sources, et cetera, please do ask those.
And then motion to amend line 15, change 4,500 to 4,000.
Any dissent?
Reducing like the number of people that you're taking on the trip because of that 500 that's being cut? It's 500 that's being cut, right? Yeah.
Yes, so we actually, after the meeting last week, we were informed that 2 people who initially were going to be on the trip can no longer go. That includes Christian Flournoy and another member of Black Students United G-Body who are no longer going. So it's only 6 members, 6 students, and then our advisor is still going. So 7 people in total.
I would like to add to that too, in conversations with Eva, if I'm correct, the registration fees actually went up last week because we were hoping to get a decision on the special projects fund request last week, because the fees for registration went up on Friday, right before or right after our student assembly meeting.
Representative Afton.
If you were able to take that original amount that you requested, would you still be able to take the people you originally planned to take, or is that out of question with the fees increased? And then after this, am I able to yield my time to archivist help? Yeah, thank you.
Was that a question?
Yeah, if you want.
Okay. I'm sorry. I think I missed like the very beginning of that question.
With this $500 cut, and regardless of like the increases, if you still had 4,500 for student assembly, would you be able to take two additional people or no?
So we would, I mean, we would be able to take them, but they just said that they wouldn't be like, they won't be going. But two other people, we will be able to, with that, like if it was at the 4,500, again, the only thing that significantly changed was like the registration. It didn't change the number of rooms because of like the gender distribution of the people going, the number of rooms stayed the same.
Representative Torello. Yeah, so I just do some quick math. I do want to point out, I think I mentioned this last time, I do want to point out that per student, we are effectively granting them $667 each. I just want that to be known. My question is about where the funding comes from. Do we have like the treasurer person here today? Oh, hi. We had a lot of questions last time, you know, about like where you guys got your money from, like how much money you guys had, like things like that, as the survey just seemed to be like a little bit dubious. So if you could just fill us in on those details, thanks.
Yeah, sure. Hi, my name is Simon and I'm the treasurer for BSU. So last year we got a couple of different funding sources and all of them went to the DC trip. So we got the student assembly, the special projects funding. We got funding from Office of Admissions.
Could you clarify like how much you get from each of those?
Sure. So from special projects, we got $5,000. From Office of Admissions, we got about $1,600. From the Office of Lombardi, we got $3,500. And yeah, that's all the funding that went into our DC trip. And we also got Alana emergency funding for $3,000. And that was everything.
Archivist Height.
Just a second. I'd like to add on to that too. How much did you say it was per student? I know you mentioned that there were concerns that was over the student activity fee that we pay per student, but I'd also like to point out that the budget that we passed in this assembly at our first meeting, that was a total of $39,885.04. And there's 29 members of this assembly, so that divided by 29 would be $1,375.35 per student, which is much higher than the student activity fee and something we're all benefiting from.
And I also want to remind everyone that like this special projects fund has been used for these types of trips before, like all of last year as well. So these types of things, like it's not uncommon for this to actually happen.
Marcus Tite.
Hi, really quickly, I just do want to remind people to that point as well. Again, I would strongly encourage everyone in here, especially when it comes to funding, do not have a what about me-ism attitude. Just even like tuition as a whole, you do not see the benefits of every single dime that you pay at Cornell. Even like with, if you want to say with the student activity fee, there this money is going to several other clubs that you are not in who are also taking same trips that may cost more money, but you do not know because you are not there. So that should not hinder your decision-making process, especially when it comes to this. Also, I would highly encourage, I mean, if y'all want to keep the deduction of 500, I don't think it's that relevant. We have reserves for a reason. It is literally there. And also, this is a group we have worked with institutionally for a very, very long time. And it is $500. We will be okay. So I would highly recommend that you guys like keep it and not amend it. So as previous Vice President of Finance, that is my recommendation.
Representative Galvin.
Yeah, I just, first of all, like, I get it. $4,000, like, is a lot of money of anything. I get it. Like, it can be scary looking like just giving $4,000 to this group. I remind everyone, this is what this money is for. And by the way, it's not like we have another group right now who is claiming to need it more or anything like that. Like, this is a group that's familiar with the process. This is a group that has been, that is quite frankly being responsible with its finances by spreading out and using all of its sources. Like, they're doing everything right as far as I can tell. And if there are other groups that need financing, I certainly encourage them to do so because we've been able to help Black Students United in this way, because that is what we're here to do. So, and You don't have to do what about me-ism, because helping BSU right now doesn't stop us from helping anyone later.
Representative Ehrlich.
So I was hoping I wasn't going to speak today, but I'm not going to mince words. Frankly, I'm a little bit embarrassed that we didn't pass the resolution last week, and I'm disappointed that we made you feel like you had to deduct $500 from your request. I think you provided us with itemized every single thing that you were going to spend the money on, and I think that this assembly has approved very similar requests in the past. I'm disappointed that we got to this point. I'm glad that we haven't voted on the amendment, and I would move that we close debate and vote on the resolution as it currently stands.
So we're still in debate. Representative Valencia.
Yeah, so I just like to disagree.
Yeah, so last week I did misspeak, which is my fault. That wasn't, that was just a mistake on my end, because I'm in multiple clubs that do use SAFC funding, but we do get money from Alana, which has been the case for as long as I can see in our campus groups. We started with $15,000. We currently have $14,549 in our budget for the year. So it is from Alana. Again, I misspoke, but